As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, rookie quarterback, obviously. Sean has a really good record against rookie quarterbacks. But what have you seen from Drake May on film?
Yeah, he's a talented guy. You know, I want to say an early draft pick and all that. So he's obviously very talented, but he's still a rookie in certain situations. You know, we just got to make it tough on him. Make him think a little too hard, make him doubt himself a little bit, put a lot of pressure on him with our play, and, you know, try to make him force some mistakes out of his hand.
He's also a little more mobile than some of the quarterbacks that you face. How important will that be to kind of make sure he doesn't make plays out of structure?
Yeah, no, that's one thing we've really emphasized. He's young, obviously can play well, but since he's young, he has the legs. You know, that's the new style, the new kind of framework of these young QBs is they're all able to move, they're all able to run and extend plays. And so that's us being disciplined, our rush lanes, all that, and just trying to keep him in front of us, up and inside of us, and near hip and all that kind of stuff. Because if we let him get outside, he'll get unnecessary yards from us.
Last week, Javon got in a few snaps at the end, and he did a pretty good job. Mm-hmm. I mean, what have you seen from him in his growth?
He's just gotten better every day. You know, he's like a sponge. Everything we tell him, he just seeps in. You know, he's listening, always got his ears open. And he's just done nothing but improve. And he's just pleasant to be around, great teammate, great rookie.
Another player of the week honor for Josh, but you guys as a team now have broken the franchise record, 8 players of the week this year. And whether it's Greg or Taryn, what does that mean in this locker room? Yeah. On top of the team, obviously, comes first the individual accolades that are coming along with it.
Yeah, it's just so much excitement. You know, we're not surprised by any of this because we know who we have in this locker room and what talent we have here. So I would say surprised, definitely not, but just excited for those guys. You know, they're more than deserving for stuff like that. And their play obviously reflects it.
All right. What's your game plan for like 10 degree weather? I know that you've played in stuff like this before. Mm-hmm. So how do you do things differently, AJ?
You know, typically it's same as every game, but I usually throw a little like Vaseline or second skin on the arms or something just to keep that wind burned down a little bit. But other than that,
foot warmers, anything like that?
Nothing. Everything, no sleeves, keep the same, everything. Yeah. Water. Keeping it same.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.